One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Redmen TV and your latest edition of Expert Insight. I'm delighted to say I'm joined at relatively short notice by Liverpool Echo business and football writer Dave Powell. How are you doing, mate? You okay?
Really good, Dan. Thank you, mate. How are you?
Yeah, mate, I'm all good. Yeah, nice one for joining me. Like I say, it kind of got sprung upon us a little bit this afternoon, this, and normally these things are quite pre-planned and we know what we're going to talk about and it's all in line. But yeah, the relative shock announcement this afternoon, I think it's fair to say, of FSG Liverpool confirming they have agreed minority investment from Dynasty Equity over in America, obviously New York-based firm. I suppose to start with, for people who haven't seen or anyone wants sort of a broad overview of what exactly has happened, if you could give us that.
Yes, I mean, this investment search has been going on for a while now. It's kind of the door was kicked open last November, wasn't it, to a when a sales deck was presented and Mike Gordon moved across to seconded to kind of take care of the investment search. A lot of names were kicked about, many erroneously, so the likes of the QIA, etc., that was never on the table. But they finally found a minority partner, and it's Dynasty Equity. I believe it's low single digit percentage they've acquired, but it'll be for a sum between $100-$200 million. But what it will do is it's not for transfers, which will be to the ire of some Reds fans, I imagine. But what it does do is pay off down the bank debt that was accrued from the construction of, you know, the Anfield Road construction, the training ground at Kirkby, repurchasing Melwood, all those type of things coming out of the pandemic. So FSG don't like having that kind of debt sitting on their balance sheet. So effectively it clears that. I believe the money's already come in and already gone out. So it kind of, it's an open and closed book really. But it brings... at least allows us to draw a line under this long search. And I think most telling thing about it all was it's the reaffirmation, I suppose, of FSG's longer term commitment to the football club, and quite explicit in the fact that the football club isn't for sale and they're not seeking another minority partner. Chance that this particular deal could evolve into something more further on down the line, but for the time being, this is what they were searching for. Caught me by surprise a bit. Didn't believe it was this investment deal was close. Nor did Dynasty Equity really register in terms of what they might do. They're only a new firm. 2022, they were founded by real industry veterans in the US. Don Cornwell, Jonathan Nelson, and both of them who have extensive experience in terms of sporting acquisitions. So Nelson played a key role in the Yes Network, getting that up and running a few years back. Don Cornwell, again, he's got headed up the sports department at Morgan Stanley for years before he moved into private equity, running his own firm. So they've got a wealth of experience, and also a senior advisor to the company is David Ginsburg, who's one of the FA partners, former director of Liverpool, sat on the board. So there's a lot of this kind of a simpatico relationship which exists throughout this whole thing. So it does make sense on the face of it. I was expecting, if I'm honest, more of a potentially a business which may arrive, not being specific about Liberty Media, but a company like that whereby they might offer something else in terms as well as capital. But Dynasty may offer that further on down the line, but for the time being, it's all what this is, business transaction.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, actually. We'll touch upon it now, given that you mentioned it. Like, we spoke recently about Liberty Media and the fact that did make a lot of sense in terms of the expertise and what they'd bring to the table and like, how they'd look to advance Liverpool Football Club as a business, as a product, as an entity in many ways. And it's interesting that we clearly haven't gone down that route because, as you've kind of alluded to there, this Dynasty Equity, they bring finance, they bring money, but they don't necessarily bring that similar level of expertise, I think I'm right in saying.
They do it from an individual point of view, not so much from the assets that they already invest in that might be able to be plugged into Liverpool in kind of a vertical way, I suppose, because it's a company which is still pretty much in its infancy. Liberty Media obviously have a lot of things on their plate, the F1, the great success with Drive to Survive, a big content play. They own Sirius XM, all those type of things. So they know the media, but so do the individuals in Dynasty, if I'm honest. So Don Cornwell, Jonathan Nelson, they both, you know, both worked on expanding media deals, one of them with the MLS, the other one with the MLB and the NBA. I mean, Don Cornwell served as an advisor to both the NFL and the NBA. So the people that know what they're talking about. So it won't just be a case of this is just anyone who can provide cash. I mean, they could have gone down that route. This is people they know, people they can probably tap into. But for now, what it does really is just solve the issue they wanted solving, but potentially gives them something to open up in the future. Although my feeling, initially when we were talking about Liberty Media, etc., was that it would provide them with a very clear out, someone, a business so big that they could accrete their investment and then take over FSG stakeholding over time. But this kind of is very much, like I mentioned before, really a reaffirmation of their position that they are at Liverpool for the long term. I think it draws a very thick line underneath what's been, obviously, Twitter and or X, whatever it is now, has been rife with rumour of this, that and the other for months. And that's what happens. And I knew as soon as the transfer window closed, we'd get rumours around the QIA and Saudi Arabia and Singapore investment funds, etc. None of those transpired because no talks from people I know who were close to it and never transpired with those organisations. But also, it was never mentioned to me about Dynasty Equity, so I can't lay claim to have prior knowledge about that. But usually that's because I think it goes to show how in-house and how close to their chest FSG keep these things. It's kind of, you know, it's something which has been a hallmark of it, really, a lot of these things. I mean, these are deals done with a close circle of people they trust, so there's no leaks anywhere, and it's kind of been done quite swiftly. And I don't know whether it will show in terms of the debt being paid down in the forthcoming financial results. It might be the following year, but I believe the money's gone out. So, but yeah, I think what it does is just really hammer home the fact that this is FSG see the continued rise in valuation of Liverpool Football Club, and what they have to do as part of that is to invest into what happens on the pitch, obviously. But Dynasty Equity, the reason they're investing is for the value of the football club when they exit, and private equity usually exits in 3 to 5 years, give or take. But it could be longer. They could stay in for 10 years, 15 years. But it'd be for as long as the valuation keeps on rising. I anticipate Liverpool's will probably grow a couple of billion before this plays out in the next few years.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs?
United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Yeah, you would imagine so. It's interesting you mentioned sort of the time frame there. I spoke to a reporter from Private Equity News, must be 8 or 9 months ago now, and he said a very similar thing to me, because this is what they do. This is their modus operandi. They come in, they stick around for a couple of years, they sort of get back what they put in and some, and then away they go on to the next one, essentially. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out. And you're right, obviously there's a clear link there with David Ginsberg, like you're saying. This, it shouldn't be a huge surprise that this has happened. Once you dig a little bit deeper, it kind of makes a lot of sense. And obviously, as you say, it's happened kind of behind the scenes and just kind of been sprung upon us a little bit. You touched on it there, but I wanted to ask you sort of in a plainer sense, and I think you've already addressed it on social media, so forgive me, but the key question, essentially, out of all this is, what do Dynasty Equity get? And is it as simple as a longer-term profit? Will they be looking to make money from this in a couple of years' time, like you say?
I mean, every investor wants to make money. There's a longer plan for a lot of private equity in sport now. There is a view that these valuations, while they won't go up forever, because that's, you know, nothing goes up forever. What goes up must come down eventually, but there is still a long way to go with that. And the reason I say that is because in the US, in North American sports, there is valuations, multiple of revenue of 11, 12, 13 in some cases. Valuations of 7, 8, 9 billion for some of the NFL teams, you know, the Dallas Cowboys or the New York Yankees in the MLB, Golden State Warriors in the NBA. A lot of that's because these deals, I mean, these leagues are protected. They're closed leagues. There's no relegation promotion, but in reality, there's no relegation or promotion. There's no relegation for Liverpool. You can miss out on the Champions League, but there's no relegation, really, if we're being honest. But what there is less security around media rights deals. So 3 years, there's been a cap on how long the cycle that the Premier League can engage with broadcasters. So it's been 3 years. Problem is for broadcasters, it costs a lot of money to get into that space and become a media partner. You have to, the setup costs are enormous, which is why Sky dominate. They've already swallowed those costs, and then, you know, but for any new players coming into the market, the setup costs are absolutely astronomical. So to get involved in that is hugely expensive, and to be limited at 3 years is a real hindrance. I believe they're going to extend it to 4 years for the next cycle, which will mean that valuations will go up because the media rights deals will be stronger. Until such time that it kind of aligns with it, because the NFL signed a 10-year, $100 billion, deal with the broadcast rights there. You know, that's absolutely astronomical, but that's for investors, that's security over a long period of time, and that's what they want. So media rights is core to it, or media rights are going to continue to go up, certainly for the next cycle, because when BT and Amazon and Sky renegotiated last time, it was just coming out of COVID. They retained the status quo. People were unsure. But even then, in 2021, they negotiated a deal for their international rights, which were hugely expensive. I know this is a really long-winded way to kind of explain the point, but media rights are hugely important to all of this. They will continue to rise, and team valuations will continue to rise. So this, call it $150 million investment. I'm saying that just probably because it's the point between 100 and 200 million. I don't know the exact figure. depending on the stake they have in Liverpool over time, they could exit their position in Liverpool without FSG having to sell. They could exit their position in Liverpool for a far greater price in 3-5 years. And that's the investors who invest with them. That's what they want. They want the return eventually. They don't. You know, football isn't really a cash business. It's an equity business, and it's done on that basis, really. I mean, if you're looking at in terms of taking profit from a profitable business, I mean, Liverpool made a profit of after tax of what, 4.5 million, something like that, last year. And that's not going to, you know, that's not really enough to keep any investor engaged. The value lies in the value proposition and the potential for it to rise further in the future. And I think that's what you get with Liverpool. Mm. Dynasty will know that the valuation is almost certainly going to rise, likely, almost certainly beyond another billion in the next three years, purely because of the value of the media rights, which will increase. And it's a win-win for them. It solves FSG's problem. And by the, you know, they could exit their minority position in 3 years, 5 years, or they could ride it out with FSG and increase their position over time. But yeah, they're playing the long game here. There's no short-term wins for them here. They'll, you know, when the price is right, like FSG. I mean, FSG are in the business of value creation as opposed to seeking profit from their businesses. So that's where it'll come into. So yeah, I think this is a game that they'll play for at least three, you know, 5 years, probably maybe longer. It could be the start of a long-term relationship that turns into something else. But for now, the value is very clear for Dynasty.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.